For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri House members have endorsed a proposal for funding a new facility at Fulton State Hospital. The most recent proposal calls for issuing bonds and paying them back within 5 years. Next year's budget would have $44 million to begin paying off the bonds. Lawmakers are considering several options to fund the project. The hospital is Missouri's only maximum security psychiatric facility and the oldest public mental health facility west of the Mississippi River. Patients include those committed by the courts for evaluation and treatment, and people found not guilty or unable to stand trial because of mental disease. House members approved the measure today, and it needs another vote before moving to the Senate. Kim Anderson was formally introduced as the new Missouri men's basketball coach at a news conference today. KBIA's Brandon Kiley has more.
Anderson has high expectations for his players, both on and off the court.
I told our guys last night that we're here to win rings, earn diplomas, and make a big impact on those around us. This is bigger than basketball, and that's a special opportunity we all have.
Anderson received a 5-year contract with a salary just over $1 million per year. Anderson has the potential to bump that number to a little more than $2 million with incentive bonuses. University of Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden says full details on the contract will be available in 10 to 15 days. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.
The Missouri House passed legislation today that could make it harder for people to collect unemployment benefits after being fired for repeated absences or other alleged misconduct. Because the bill had already been passed by the Senate, it will now go to Governor Jay Nixon. Nixon vetoed a similar bill passed last year by the Republican-led legislature. He cited concerns that it could conflict with federal law, putting businesses at risk of having to pay additional federal unemployment insurance taxes. Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit says he tweaked the wording of this year's bill to try and address those concerns. Many House Democrats still oppose the bill. Former Central Methodist teacher Jenny Fonensteel started painting a mural on the historic Heibel March building 7 years ago, but she stopped when she heard the building was set to be demolished. On Saturday, she finally got to see the mural completed when community members showed up to help finish the painting. KBIA's Mark Collins has more.
The building is located on the corner of Rangeline Street and Wilkes Boulevard in Columbia. Southern Boone Elementary School art teacher Jesse Starbuck helped organize a community-wide event to help complete the mural. She wanted to help finish Fonensteel's work and invited residents to provide their own insight. Fonensteel was at the event to see her work finished.
It is just so heartwarming to feel the spirit of community that was there 7 years ago is here again now and even stronger.
Starbuck used Fonensteel's original sketches to finish the mural, but allowed painters to provide their own input as well. The building was bought by a construction company earlier this year and will no longer be demolished. Mark Collins, KBIA News.
In Springfield today, Governor Jay Nixon continued to rally support for his expected veto of an income tax cut bill. He questioned the credibility of outside interests that are campaigning for a veto override. Scott Harvey has more.
The Democratic governor's statements came a day after Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist joined Republican House Speaker Tim Jones to challenge Nixon's arguments on Senate Bill 509, which was passed 2 weeks ago. While the governor has called education a top priority, Norquist said Nixon's plan to cut education funding should lawmakers uphold the bill tells the people that education is his lowest priority. Nixon called Norquist's comments, quote, political speak.
When people come from Washington, D.C. and tell me how to do finances, my eyes glaze over pretty darn quickly, okay? And then they want to talk politics beyond that. Boy, that's a solution to the problem. Let's be fiscally undisciplined, and then let's come here and bark as loud as we can to try to get headlines. That is not what I'm going to follow.
The deadline for Nixon to take action on the bill is Thursday. I'm Scott Harvey.
Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that would let retailers sell beer by the bottle. Stores currently must sell beer in packages containing at least 3 bottles. The newly passed legislation would allow sales of single bottles, cans, or pouches of beer. The change would take effect in 2015. The state Senate approved the bill last month. The House passed it today, sending it to Governor Jay Nixon. The Missouri Senate passed the rest of the state budget today after taking care of the first 5 bills on Monday. Democrat Paul Lavoda of Independence made an indirect attempt to expand Medicaid. He offered an amendment to create a line item in the Department of Social Services budget for extra Medicaid dollars to be drawn down if lawmakers ever decide to expand the program. Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia opposed the amendment.
This is Medicaid expansion. This is very, thank you, Mr. President. This is very similar to the amendments we saw the other day. This is just the attempt to take the quote-unquote free money from Medicaid expansion and spread it around the budget and say how great the world would be if we just took that free money.
Schaefer says expanding Medicaid would eventually lead to more dependence on the federal government by the state of Missouri. The state budget now goes back to the Missouri House, and negotiators from both chambers will be appointed to craft a final version. Lawmakers have to pass Missouri's budget by May 9th, 1 week before this year's session ends. Kim Anderson was formally introduced as the new Missouri men's basketball coach at a news conference today. KBIA's Brandon Kiley has more.
Anderson has high expectations for his players, both on and off the court.
I told our guys last night that we're here to win rings, earn diplomas, and make a big impact on those around us. This is bigger than basketball, and that's a special opportunity we all have.
Anderson received a 5-year contract with a salary just over $1 million per year. Anderson has the potential to bump that number to a little more than $2 million with incentive bonuses. University of Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden says full details on the contract will be available in 10 to 15 days. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.